Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now from the Locked On Packers podcast on your Odyssey app. Download that Odyssey app today. It's free, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Follow Peter on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Peter Bukowski, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Good to be on with you guys.
All right, first things first, let's get to the latest edition of the Locked On Packers podcast. And you got into talking about how this whole Davante Adams deal kind of went down, and then kind of how it's all looks retrospectively now that we've seen all of these different wide receivers sign new deals since Adams signed his deal with the Raiders.
Yeah, so, I mean, when this happened, when the trade happened, I think most Packer fans and most NFL media, frankly, were pretty shocked that it had gotten to this point. And we were trying to figure out why. And we do all the postmortems you can. And it just, over time, your perspective on it changes because in the moment, you're going, okay, if Davante Adams wanted out, and he did, and he wanted top of market money, and he did, then if you're the Packers, you understand why you have to do the deal. But now, Stephon Diggs got a new deal. Tyreek Hill got a new deal. A.J. Brown got a new deal. And Deebo Samuel is going to get a new deal. Terry McLaurin is getting a new deal. I tweeted this out. The day before the Packers traded Davante Adams, only one receiver was making more than $22 million a year. That was DeAndre Hopkins. And as I'm sure you guys have talked about, that money was fake. That in 1 year, I think, of a five-year deal, was he actually going to count $28 million on the cap? That was a unique situation. Now there are six players. And if you're the team with Davante Adams, you have to feel like you're getting the best deal because he only has $22 million in fully guaranteed money. The next closest guy on that list is Cooper Kupp. He has 35. Davante Adams is a value, a bargain at what you're paying him. And given that landscape, doesn't it change the way you see not just the trade, but the degradation of that relationship? Because we know that Davante Adams, by the time he wanted to leave, really wanted to leave, and Ian Rapoport reported that had the Packers offered what they offered in the spring the previous summer, that he might have just signed that deal and there would have been no conversation. Then you bring up questions of, okay, why didn't that deal get signed? Well, they didn't know what the future of Aaron Rodgers was. Davante Adams didn't know what the future of Aaron Rodgers was. The Packers didn't know what the future of Aaron Rodgers was. They don't know what the future of the salary cap is going to be. Remember, we're coming off a COVID year. So, like, I do think there are questions we can ask about, did the front office, in a way, or the coaching staff, or whomever is partially to blame in this, blow this by not working harder to sign Davante Adams to a deal that would immediately become a value? And then there's this other part of it where it goes, okay, well, there are also a lot of competing factors that were just, frankly, out of their control, including and especially one Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you're right, Peter, but I would say this. Devontae set the market. Those salaries went crazy right after Devontae. He was the first one to jump out there, and I think he set the market. And you see, I'm going to give you another one that's about to set the market, and I think my good friend Leroy Butler don't believe me. Rashawn Gary is going to be in for a huge payday. if these other guys would be the cat from San Francisco, or what's Bosa. Bosa, he wants $30 million per year. Watts already got that kind of money. Rashawn Gary is going to be in that same category because of what those guys have already gotten.
Absolutely. And the Packers, I think if they're really being judicious with the way that they're handling their money, and we know that they tend to be forward looking with this, they get that deal done ASAP. Because if he gets 15 sacks this year and is a Pro Bowler, he's going to want quarterback money. He's going to want $25 million. And guess what, guys? He's going to deserve it based on what the market is bearing out. So they need to do the Jordy Nelson deal with him. Like, okay, Rashawn, you had a nice season. Here's a 4-year deal. Please take it. Please. Because if they don't, it could be a Dak Prescott situation where Dallas was hemming and hawing over the pennies here and the pennies there. And then all of a sudden Dak goes out and has a career season, and they have to give Dak the most, the biggest contract we've seen. So you hope if you're the Packers, you can avoid that. But at the same time, if you're Rashawn Gary, you also hope if you're the Packers that you're in that problem, because that means Rashawn Gary was awesome this year. And I expect him to be really, really good. I mean, I've been beating that drum. He is a star in the making, if not already a star. I think they'd be smart to get that deal done. And frankly, I think the same thing is true with Darnell Savage. I mean, we're seeing what these top safeties are getting. Oh, Marcus Williams and these guys, when they hit the market. Adrian Amos is another one.
Like, what?
Just sign both those guys. Like, they're going to
get. Oh, you're saying get them now?
Yes.
And then because then they won't command that much money.
Sign them now because they could only get more expensive. You might see another safety get money. And then all of a sudden, that's going to raise the market. You're right, Gary, that like Devontae was first.
Right.
But it is interesting too, guys. Like, doesn't it make you think a little bit more about it? Like, he was willing to give up some of his leverage to maximize his earnings to go somewhere else. And he can say whatever he wants about, I want it to be closer to family, et cetera, but it has to, on some level, reflect his urgency, has to reflect something about the situation in Green Bay that he didn't like. We don't really have good clarity on what that is. That means everyone gets to speculate. You guys and me, we all get to speculate about it.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that he was willing to say, you know what, I'll give up a little bit of leverage to go to the situation that I want. And good for him for getting the situation that he wanted and getting the bag, frankly.
Yeah, and thanks for being on, Peter. This is Leroy Butler. And see, that's the thing about it. If you really are worried about that, put in escalator clauses in your contract where you can be one of the top highest paid. And there's no issue with that, because I think everybody knows it. Even like Micah Fitzpatrick with Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh traditionally don't pay nobody. But they paid Micah Fitzpatrick and they paid T.J. Watt. And they deservedly so. But I want to get back to Devontae, the cusp of him leaving last summer. Because it was some... Because people think that just because your teammates outside the building, and that wasn't necessarily true with him and Aaron Rodgers. I think they were boys, but I think the reality is going to set in on him that he had 169 targets. Now, and you shared that with nobody. Now you got to share these targets with Renfro, Darren Waller, who I think will be a Packer at some point, and you're going running back. I mean, it's a lot of moving parts over there. So ultimately, I think people are going to say, you know what? I've moved on from Devontae Adams, because at some point he's going to realize I had it good in Green Bay.
I mean, there's no doubt that he's going to have to be sharing a lot more of the attention. I mean, unless they throw the ball 750 times, he's just not going to get 170 targets. Like, it's just not going to happen. And look, guys, in that division, they might have to win games. I mean, Patrick Mahomes in that division. So they might have to be slinging it around the yard, trying to score 40 a game just to win football games. The interesting thing here for the Packers, too, is they already have another receiver in Alan Lazard who probably wants to get paid, right? And he has a lot of leverage right now because they don't have any sort of long-term receivers that they have any sort of comfort level with. And every time Matt LaFleur, like Russ Ball has got to say, Matt, you got to chill out talking about Alan Lazard, because every time Matt LaFleur gets in front of the microphone, he's talking about how much he loves Alan Lazard and all the stuff that he does to make the team better and all this stuff. He is a core part of their team. They're going to have to make that decision soon too about you know, what is he worth to the Packers? Probably more than almost any other team. And it might be a situation, again, like with Rashawn Gary or Adrian Amos or Darnell Savage, where you say, all right, Allen, here's a two-year deal where you're going to get some more money than people are thinking you're worth, but we think you can be the number one receiver. Aaron Rodgers said he thinks Allen Lazard can be a more frontline top option kind of player. You want to do that. You want to get a deal like that done now, if you can, if you believe that. And if you don't, well, okay, then you let it play out.
It's on Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast. Download it on your Odyssey app today and listen to it. Great stuff about Davante Adams and looking back at the money he got paid to where it is now, some of these other receivers. We brought it up earlier. That Tyreek Hill deal, I bet you he's still in Kansas City if that Davante Adams deal doesn't happen.
It very well could be. He actually got a lot more, too, guaranteed from Miami than Green Bay, Davante Adams got in Vegas by a factor of two. I think guaranteed money was almost double. So, I mean, that part of it is crazy. I think there's also something to this, guys. Like, look at the teams that are paying these frontline receivers. The Dolphins, who's their quarterback? Washington, who's their quarterback? Philadelphia, who's their quarterback? And even to some degree, the Raiders. Like, Derek Carr's a nice player. But, I mean, are there 20 teams in the league that would rather have Derek Carr than their guy? There might be 10 or 15, right? But he's not that super elite kind of guy. I do think it is telling in some way that the Packers and the Chiefs, the two best quarterbacks in the league, those were the teams that said, you know what, we're paying our guy $50 million. We kind of have to think that he can elevate these other guys, and so that makes the most sense. I think there's some wisdom to that. I mean, the number one driver of offensive efficiency, guys, is quarterback play. Mm-hmm. And that's like been borne out statistically. It passes the eye test. Anytime you watch an offense, you go, okay, this offense can't function if the quarterback is not good. The only exception maybe is what's going on in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan, and they just like ham and egg it together. But I think that's what the Packers are going to have to hang their hat on this year. It's going to be, all right, Aaron, you ask for all the responsibility. You want to be the recruiter. You want to be the head that wears the crown. Okay, well, you're going to find out how heavy that crown gets this year, maybe.
Yeah, well, and go ahead, Gary.
Well, but I think it may be a little bit different this year, Peter. I think I think they are going to run the football a little bit more. I think the defense will be a little bit better. So I think there are some things in place. Special teams should be better. Yeah. I think there are some things in place where I feel like they know that they don't want him to shoulder all the load because they've only got one Super Bowl doing it that way.
I think there is certainly wisdom in that approach in a theoretical world. I think banking on that can be tough because defense is so volatile year to year. It's so reliant. Like it is the ultimate weak link structure.
Yes.
So your defense is only as good as your worst player. And fortunately for the Packers this year, I mean, where is the weak link, guys? Like, point it out to me, because this is. I mean, I guess you could say Quay Walker because we haven't seen him play. The rest of that defense is really, really good. But one guy gets hurt, two guys get hurt all of a sudden. That really pulls things down. On offense, it's not quite the same unless it's your quarterback who gets hurt. Your quarterback can cover up for those deficiencies in ways that defensive players just can't. And I know I'm hurting Leroy's feelings by saying that. But the part of this that I think you're absolutely right on is I think they understand that as Aaron Rodgers matures and ages, matures is probably the wrong phrase, ages, that they can rely on him less. Whether it's injuries, whether it's just some physical, you lose a little bit physically as you get older. And I think that they understand, okay, if you need to give the ball to Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon 30 times a game, like they feel comfortable doing that. I love what Matt LaFleur said, guys, a couple weeks ago in an interview. Hey, are you going to commit to running the ball more? And he said, what are you talking about? We're going to do the thing every week that gives us the best chance to win. Why would I commit to doing something ahead of time? It's all going to be matchup driven. And I think that's absolutely, yes. Look at the Patriots. I mean, that offense might look totally different week to week. They might run the ball 40 times one week, and then they might throw it 50 times the next. That is what you want out of a coaching staff. I think that's Matt LaFleur showing confidence in himself and his staff, which you also love to see. And I think it's going to be really a fun season of offense because they're going to look so different week to week. it's going to create problems for teams, and it's going to create a lot of excitement for fans.
And back to Steve's point about Tariq Hill, he probably didn't know he was on, you know, was going to leave until Devontae said, "Well, wait a minute, they trade Devontae, you should trade me." But Kansas City got a lot for Tariq. I think the Packers probably could have got a little bit more for Devontae. But my question is, Jordan Love at this particular time next year, he'll be on the clock because of the cap numbers, because it's big cap numbers. Mm-hmm. He got fifth year option, things of that nature. I think the Packers in a good spot, because I've been telling these guys, they won't listen to me, Peter, but the head coach is 1,000% correct. Each week they're gonna play a terrible defense against the run. Aaron is gonna say, "I'm okay with 20 attempts because we're getting 5 yards a clip from each running back."
Stop.
Aaron Jones is gonna have 89 yards and he's gonna have another 50 in receiving. So will AJ Dillon. They're gonna blow teams out and Aaron is gonna be fine with it.
I mean, why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he like winning? I mean, I think that's the part of it. And so I think you run into an issue if you're losing. If you have a star quarterback and you're doing something a certain way and you're losing games, that's the problem. I do wonder, you know, you go back to the games, you know, 7-0, right? That's the big thing everyone talks about. Oh, they're 7-0 without Devontae Adams.
Without Devontae, yeah.
If you look at those games, Rodgers is throwing it less. And after the Cowboys game in 2019, this was just on NFL Network last night, the four-touchdown Aaron Jones game where he waves bye-bye to Trayvon Diggs. Aaron, I think he had – I don't know, I think he only had 25 attempts in that game or something like that. It was under 30, you know, mm-hmm. under 250 yards. And he said after the game, "I think this is one of the best games I've played this season because when I needed to make throws, I did, and he didn't need me to make a lot of them." Aaron was – you know, Aaron Jones was able to do – he probably said Jonesy because he calls everyone their last name with a Y at the end. And said, you know, if that's what is needed, then that's what I'll do. Arizona last year on Thursday night, they didn't have any receivers. And so it was all right, swing screen to Aaron Jones. It was run the ball with AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones. It was, here's a little, not trick play, but they had the counters with Randall Cobb in the red zone. They throw two touchdown passes. If they're winning games doing that, I don't know. Like, it's not like this is going to be the Ben Roethlisberger offense from last year where they can't throw the ball more than 8 yards down the field. They're still going to fire up some shots. They're still going to make some explosive plays. And there are still going to be weeks where Aaron Rodgers has 4 touchdown passes. But the fact that they can win in these games where you have 140 yards each from these running backs and you can play really good defense and win, I think that speaks to what is a really balanced roster. And I think that's the thing I hear from fans all the time. I actually think, now, the fan, this is, I'm playing a fan now. Hey, I actually think our offense is going to be better this year because they're not going to be so focused on Devontae Adams. Now, I don't know if I buy that, but I sort of understand the logic of saying, okay, it's so necessary to play complementary football. The special teams has to be more prioritized than it has been. The run game has, they were not able to punish teams last year for playing two deep safeties. They just weren't. And that was not the case in 2020. They dared you to play two deep safeties. All right, here's Aaron Jones. Here's Jamal Williams. Here's AJ Dillon in your face, right? They couldn't do that last year. And so I think having more balance as a team and in the facets of their offense can make them a more complete team, even if I don't think the offense is going to be one of the, like, two or three best in the league this season, which is okay.
He is Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast. Download it today and listen on your Odyssey app, AUDACY. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Peter, thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Peter.
Anytime, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.